Blog Talk Radio.
This is for you, Kings fans, wherever you may be. All the frustration and disappointment of the past is gone.
Welcome to another edition of the Jewelcast. I am John, as usual, and also as usual, there is no one else on the line with me, which, as you all know, I just love when that happens. I love being the only person on a radio show. It's just great, this feeling of talking to no one and yet realizing that people will either are or will eventually hear you. It's really weird. So if the other two people who are supposed to be on this show could get on this show as fast as possible, that would be great. So today, oh, thank God, that was very quick. I assume this is Marissa? Marissa. Or Derek, whoever you are. Hello.
Marissa, can you hear me?
I can now. Hello.
Okay, perfect. Hello, how are you?
Okay. I'm good. Hi, Marissa.
Hello.
Okay, I actually really can't hear you. It's really, you sound really, I don't know, really funny.
What?
No, you sound really funny, I don't know.
Thank you.
really fuzzy or something.
Well, that's ideal.
Not ideal. So, Marissa, while you're trying to figure out why we can't actually hear you, or maybe it's one of these things where only I can't hear you, but you sound fine on the podcast. It's happened before. So today we're here to talk about the Stadium Series game, supposedly also with Derek of Fear the Fan. Who is here? Wow, that's great timing. Hi, Derek. Is it me? Like, is my phone the problem?
I think it's just you.
Is it really just me? I can hear you okay now. Derek, are you there? Can you hear him, Marissa? Because all I heard was, bah!
Nope.
can you guys hear me?
This is a great first step.
I can hear you now, yes.
All right, great.
Right. So, with the most Jewelcast opening possible, technical difficulties galore, we welcome you to another edition. Now, you may notice that I am the only person actually from Jewels from the Crown on this week's episode. This is because, apparently, everyone from Jewels from the Crown is either going to this Kings Lightning game tonight for some reason, or like has some kind of work to do or something. I don't know. Andrew and Nick had no real excuse except work or schoolwork or something. I mean, none of those things matter. I think we can all agree. But they did try to use those excuses. And meanwhile, like Eric and Shang and Robin, they're all going to this Kings Lightning game tonight. So that is the very interesting backstory on why there's no one else from Jewels from the Crown on this episode. But at the last second, Marissa came through and was like, I'll be on the show. And I was like, okay. And thus, Marissa is here. How does it feel to be here, Marissa? You're clutch, true.
Yep.
How does it feel to be here? Do you feel like you made it?
I don't know. Have we officially started yet?
We did like 6 minutes ago.
I know. I was hoping that I would get some sort of like great feeling of success or something, but I feel the same.
You feel the same. I understand. Derek, of course, is no stranger to being on this show. I think you've been on it like 3 times now. I'm not. This is your third appearance, right? Something
yeah,
like that.
I think
maybe
so.
Your fourth.
Yeah, think it's definitely my third. And I think we should probably verify whether Nick's actually working or if he's losing at Mario Kart right now, because I'm pretty sure it's the latter.
It could be that. Do you play Mario Kart 2?
No, I'm not cool enough to play Mario Kart. But yeah, no, I've heard about his exploits, and
yeah,
I would assume that's what he's doing.
His Mario Kart exploits are pretty legendary. But yeah, so that's basically what's going on in Jewels from the Crown Land lately. If I sound incredibly exhausted, it's because I was. And this is actually true. I was at an anime convention this past weekend. That's what I was doing. And I don't actually sleep at these things. So, like, I just slept, like, 14 hours today, maybe. So, like, I'm just kind of groggy and disoriented from going from no sleep to lots of sleep. You guys ever do that?
No.
Yeah?
Sometimes, yeah.
What do you think we're going to say? Are anime conventions fake or gay?
Oh, I feel like they're very real, but super gay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's
the
official fake or gay rating.
Okay. And that makes a lot of sense. Can you explain the fake or gay rating system for our listeners that may not be aware of it?
Okay. So basically what happened is Conrad, Twitter user @Adorosis, and I started a podcast where we rated hockey-related things as fake or gay because we are both teenage girls, and so that is the only official rating system of the teenage girl. And so it's evolved. So basically things are fake or gay, pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah. Okay, so
there's no
I'm
real
still
art
like-
to it.
No real art to it. That's good. Okay. It's like there's this weird static that comes and goes when you're talking. Do you hear that too, Derek, or is it just me?
No, I think it's just you.
Oh, well, what the fuck? I kind of want to hang up and call back in again so it stops doing that, so hold on. You guys
okay.
Talk amongst each other.
Yikes.
So I guess we're running the podcast now. Is there a way that we can make sure that John doesn't come back? Or?
That's what I was just about to say. Can we, like, block him?
Yeah, there should be a way to do this. Anyway, this week on the Jewels from the Crown podcast, I'm your host, John, and the topic of discussion is, should we trade Andre Kopitar for Daniel Winnick and a third-round pick? I think we should. I think it would be good for the LA Kings. I think it's clear that they need a new direction after losing a bunch and then winning recently, but we're going to ignore that for the time being. Anyway, so call in with your thoughts on whether the Kings should trade Kopitar for Daniel Winnick and a third-round pick.
I think as long as they throw in a used Keurig machine, we're good.
Yeah.
After Mike Richards left, all the Keurigs in the arena disappeared. So, pretty coffee-less.
See, all right, I called back in, but it's still very, like, staticky. So I guess we just have to deal with this. It's terrible.
I think it's just you.
Yeah, taking my phone to Maryland broke it, I guess. Couldn't handle all the wind and the air and all the other stuff they have in Maryland. So what the hell are we going to do about this, guys? Should we call
about
the
static
off
or now? About Maryland or
I don't know, either one. You know they're building like a million casinos in Maryland now? It's the weirdest thing. Like, they just built this casino in the middle of downtown Baltimore that no one's going to, and now they're building, like, another casino in, National Harbor, which is where this convention was, which is, like, one of these weird, like, fake cities they built just for the purpose of having this giant resort. But they're building a casino there now, too. So, we should talk about this, the overexpansion of casinos in this country. I think
no
it's
one...
pretty fake.
I'm from Vegas, dude. No one else can talk shit about casinos.
You guys do have a lot of casinos there.
That would be underestimating it. I remember in high school, during homecoming week, you would have a theme week where you'd dress up every day. And, like, every year we just did casinos. Like, one day we dressed Caesar's Palace, then Treasure's Island. And I went to a Christian high school and we even did that. That's how prevalent issue is.
See? Casino issue. We have to get them out of this country. They're just ruining the country. Are you like Nick? Do you not gamble even though you live in Las Vegas?
I just did not understand what you said.
I said, are you Nick? Do you like... Is it like everyone who lives in Las Vegas has no interest in ever gambling since they live there and they're there with it all the time?
I'm 18, so... I can't gamble.
Please. You can't find yourself a fake ID. Fake IDs aren't hard to come by.
I'm not stating anything about a fake ID in a recorded medium.
Just steal Shane Doan's when the Coyotes move there. He seems like he would never, ever gamble or be caught in any sort of less than forthright establishment.
Let me tell you, there are a lot of fake IDs out there because the convention I was at had, like, a club attached to it. And there are a lot of people in that club who either take very good care of themselves or are not 21. So... there's a lot of fake IDs out there right now.
I watched that 21 movie where they, like, broke the fingers of the guy who cheated at blackjack. So I'm not trying to fuck around with that at all.
Yeah. That's how they do it in real life, too, I bet. They just, like, take you back there and just break your kneecaps and shit.
Exactly.
It's very realistic.
Everyone has that uncle who's missing a finger.
It's true, they do. In Vegas, I bet, especially. Everybody,
especially.
It's probably like one in five people is probably missing a finger. I'm just making that up, but I think it's probably true. What do you think, Derek? Are they all missing fingers in Las Vegas?
Yeah, that seems like a safe assumption.
Yeah. So I don't know what we're like doing on this episode, but I think we're supposed to talk about the Kings and the Sharks. I think that was the general idea.
Yeah, I hear there's like a game coming up where they might not be playing indoors. But, yeah, we should probably have had a Minnesota Wild fan on to talk about that. I'm sure they have a lot of experience.
Why? So, like, they are getting a game, though, right? Like, isn't,
yeah,
isn't
I think so. Unfortunately, yeah, I think that U of M is getting a game.
I mean, it is still funny that California got two before Minnesota got any, and it will never not be funny, I don't think. But, so that's like a thing. And this Saturday, you got Kings and Sharks outdoors. Now, are you actually looking forward to this, Derek, or do you just assume that because it's the Sharks and something you might have expectations for, you're definitely going to lose?
Oh, well, I'm fully expecting a loss, but I think it should still be a pretty cool experience and a pretty awesome spectacle. But, yeah, I mean, there's very little chance that they're actually going to win this game, I think.
It's in Santa Clara, right? That's where this stadium is.
Yeah,
How far
Which
was away
stupid.
Is
they
that
should,
from?
It's like 20 minutes from downtown San Francisco, probably even less than that. But honestly, they should have had it at AT&T Park in San Francisco, overlooking the bay.
Yeah.
That would have been so much cooler.
I think everybody on Earth came to that conclusion. But so what do you think, Marissa? Like, are you looking forward to this game? Do you expect the Kings to win?
I've learned to not expect anything. Like,
okay,
I'm sure that something will happen and no one will win, or San Francisco will fall into the sea. Because I don't think either of these teams are gunning to give anyone any satisfaction.
Marissa, we've won two of the last three Stanley Cups.
I don't know. I see Andrew keeps posting, like, numbers, so I just stop paying attention.
The numbers
That's
are
usually
good.
A good policy,
the,
not to pay attention to Andrew.
The Kings did, in fact, all right, now go ahead, Marissa. You go.
I've hung out with Andrew in person, and he is basically just numbers.
It's true.
Like looking
at
a computer console.
I've hung out with him in person, too, and he's exactly like that. Good point. He's basically like, you look too hard into his glasses, and it's just like all you see, it's like you're suddenly in the Matrix, and you see numbers everywhere. That's it. What I was going to actually say was the Kings did just pass Tampa Bay for the best fancy stats in the league, basically. They have the best score adjusted Corsi at evens now. So
you can thank the Sharks for that, I assume.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. Why, you guys played Tampa Bay. Did you
right,
outplay
the
them
Sharks,
by, like...
The Sharks valiantly lost to the Tampa Bay Lightning last night.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. You did lose that game.
Yeah.
That was, like, the one game you've lost that was actually against a good team.
Right,
like,
yeah.
How do you do guys lose to the Flames, like, twice in 9 days? How is that a thing?
Yeah, I have no idea. And now everyone thinks that, I mean, at least everyone in Calgary thinks that drawing the Sharks in the first round is, like, ideal for the Flames. Which, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm not an authority to say that it's not, considering the Sharks' propensity for just losing in the most spectacular ways in the playoffs. But, I really don't think a team with, what, like a 4% score-adjusted Corsi should be confident against any team in the playoffs.
It's true. What do you think, Marissa? Sharks, Flames, who would you get? Who'd you got? Et cetera.
I don't know. I don't think anything. I want the Sharks to win because I'd get yelled at a lot if they didn't. I'm just kind of at that point in my hockey fandom. Whatever involves me getting yelled at the least.
Who would yell at you, Conrad?
You know who. The other half.
Yeah. So, you're, like, amazing at taking me totally off whatever my fan thought was. It's amazing. Like, I'm usually terrible at that anyway. But so far, it's like, whatever I was about to say, I just completely forgot it. The moment I hear you talk. It's kind of amazing.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Yeah. Holy shit, the Buffalo Sabres scored Justy Corsi. I had not seen it in a while, and I just saw it, and oh my god. Do you guys know what it is?
It's like 36 or something, right? Isn't it like
36.2. Yeah. I can't believe it's that, like, I didn't even realize it was possible for it to get that low.
I mean, kudos for executing, like, the greatest tank in NHL history.
It's true. I mean, they are just so incredibly bad. They are more than 7 points worse than the next worst team. Like, that is incredible. Colorado, 43.6, by the way. People wonder.
I don't know. I don't care about Corsi. I care about heart and grit and leadership. The real stuff that wins hockey games.
So who's, like, tops in the grit chart, in your opinion, Marissa?
I have to say, Jeff Skinner from the Carolina Hurricanes.
Yeah. They have a lot of grit and heart. Yeah.
A little less heart,
the Hurricanes.
Mostly grit.
So how come the Hurricanes aren't, like, the best team in the league, though?
Just wait. Just wait.
Okay.
I'm calling it now.
They're going to win the cup this year?
Exactly.
Weren't they out of the team that hired Eric T?
Huh?
Weren't the Hurricanes outed as the team that hired me?
I still don't know what you're saying.
Oh,
fucking
no. Yeah, no, I think that the Hurricanes were revealed to be the team that hired Eric from of Broad Street Hockey.
Oh, the Hurricanes were the team that hired Eric?
Yeah, yeah. So they probably, it stands to reason that their grit chart would be pretty high.
So high.
Yeah.
So much.
Grit is the next. I mean, screw Corsi. Grit is the next undervalued asset that teams should be looking for. Clearly,
it's like Moneyball. They tried to do statistics, and as Moneyball showed, statistics just don't work.
Yep.
Right.
All about classes.
That was Billy Bean himself said his shit does not work in the playoffs. So, who are we to argue? The great Billy Bean. That was a good movie, though, right, Marissa? I like that movie. What'd you think? Okay. Now all I hear is
sounds like a rap. Yeah, sounds like a resounding endorsement of Moneyball.
This is either the best podcast ever or the worst podcast ever. I'm honestly not sure which one. If you would like to call in and join this incredible podcast,
are you saying that, like, we're not enough for you? That you have to have, like, more people?
I always do the call-in thing every episode, and no one calls in. It's like a running joke. So it's 347-850-1179 if you'd like to call in. Or you can use the Skype. Click the talk button on the episode page.
Didn't someone call in one time thinking this was like a wrestling show or something?
I don't know, I feel like
I remember that, yeah.
I don't know what they were trying to call into. I really have no idea. Someone called in saying it was some other episode. I really still think either Nick or Andrew like arranged that to happen, and they swore up and down that it was just a random thing that happened, but I really think one of them did that. So I don't know. I think it was a conspiracy. I can't see how someone could legit call into the wrong radio show. That is just, that's outside the realm of believability, in my opinion. Okay. So, some more data here. Derek, tell us about what the Sharks have been doing lately. Like, why are they the way they are? Why do they keep losing so many crappy teams?
Yeah, no, they've been losing a lot lately. And I mean, I don't know. I think the crappy teams aspect is somewhat overblown. I just think they're just an inconsistent team in general because they're not that great anymore. I mean, they're an average team, and some nights the bounces are going to go in their favor. Some nights they're not. They're basically around a 50-51% possession team this year. And their power play is really good. But apart from that, they can't really generate any offense at even strength. And at the end of the day, they're just kind of an average team. And that's what tends to happen to average teams. They're going to have some unexpected impressive performances and some really, really ugly ones, like every game that they played against Calgary this year. And, I mean, we were writing about this on FTF in the summer, so it's not just, like, a knee-jerk reaction to their recent struggles. But, I mean, Doug Wilson tried to have his cake and eat it, too, with the whole rebuild the team while still contending for a cup fantasy. And the result is basically a mediocre team. I mean, they're not good enough to win the cup as currently constructed, I don't think. But they're also not bad enough to really get, like, a franchise player or even, like, a first-line forward or a first-pairing defenseman in the draft. So it's pretty much the worst place to be if you're a professional sports team.
So what is like the future then? Is it just more of this?
I don't know. I mean, I really think they either needed to blow the team up and start over, or they needed to pretty much accept that Thornton and Marlowe were not going to waive their no movement clauses, which is their right because they have those clauses in their contracts. And also that it took a historic, improbable collapse for them to lose to the eventual Stanley Cup champions, and the team was not that bad last year. In fact, it was pretty damn good. And, I mean, they really just needed to either strip it down or just go for a cup. And I think it would have been a lot easier to just go all in for a cup this season because I don't think there were that many pieces away. But at this point, it's probably too late. And I think, like, this whole rebuild on the fly stuff that Doug Wilson and some of the management was selling, I mean, it's not really a thing in the NHL. People point to Detroit. But, I mean, honestly, have you seen the Wings in the last 5 or 6 seasons? They've never really been a serious threat to win anything. And they really don't have anyone in the system capable of replacing Datsyuk, Zetterberg, or Lidstrom. Like, they still make the playoffs, which is great. But, I mean, if that's, like, your shining beacon of what you want to be as a franchise over the next 5 years, I mean, what's the point? You either really...
Why is their Corsi number so good this year, then?
Are they really? Okay, I hadn't been tracking that. I guess... I mean, I wouldn't say they're a bad team.
55% this year, score adjusted.
Okay, they're better than I thought they were this season. I haven't paid much attention to the Eastern Conference. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I still feel like they're probably not really one of those top 3 or 4 contenders for the Stanley Cup. I mean, they're not really Chicago or L.A. or even a team like Tampa Bay or the Islanders that's really rebuilt over the past 5 or 6 seasons and is now, like, a contender for the foreseeable future. So, I mean, I don't know. I think the Sharks are pretty much just going to stay stuck in neutral for as long as they keep pretending that they can both rebuild and compete for a Stanley Cup at the same time.
What do you think, Marissa? Can a team rebuild and compete for the Stanley Cup at the same time?
I think you either... It's one of those things where they can either half-ass it where they half-ass both sides, and you just got to start anew. And people are really not going to be happy anyway. I think they're trying to, like, play both sides of the game. Because you, of course, saw the fan reaction after last season and the Thornton and all the stuff. So it's really, you just got to break some eggs. And the eggs, in this case, I think, is Patrick Marleau. Is the egg.
Yeah. You have to break him apart like an egg. Just smash
crack
that egg.
It.
Poor Marlowe.
Crack it open.
Mail the egg to Tampa Bay.
Mail the egg to Tampa Bay. I mean, honestly, if they traded him to Tampa Bay this year, Tampa Bay would be fun. I mean, Tampa Bay's already scary, but Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That'd be really frightening. But yeah, I don't know what the deal is with. The Sharks are such a weird team to me this year, where every time I watch
them,
they
don't have a captain, right?
They still don't have a captain. Do you think that's a big reason, part of their struggles, Marissa? No captain?
Yeah, there's no... Like, they're missing an entire letter out there. Like...
Yeah, true.
They only have A's. You gotta have a C for complete.
But no team has a B, though. So really, everybody's incomplete.
Yeah, but B, I don't know. Were you the kid who got B's in college? Like, no B's.
Okay, that's a good point. But yeah, because C's either, maybe if you're getting a C, it's because you're trying really hard to get a C. It's like, C's is the best you can get, and you made it. You know? Yeah.
I guess you want to, like, overthink things.
I'm sorry. Overthinking is kind of what I do. I'm like, I'm Andrew's equal when it comes to that. Speaking of Andrew, he should be on this episode. Why is he not on this episode with us?
He's arranging.
Is he going?
He made up some story about having lots of college work or something, which we all know is not true.
Yeah. Bullshit.
So is he still doing that? I called him out on it, and he still does it?
He still does it. It's true.
I have to destroy him now.
You'd think when we went to every other week for the Joelcast, everybody would just clear all their schedules to be ready to do to be on this podcast, but they haven't done that. So,
really, I mean, like, it's clear from this podcast what a privilege, how talented you have to be on it. So I'm surprised they didn't just want to, like, be on it, like, every single day.
I agree. It's a good point. I mean, look at this. I asked Derek, and Derek just drops everything. I'm sure he has important things to do right now. He probably needs to do a math problem that would save the world if he completes it. But he's putting the fate of the world on the line here to be on this podcast. So that's what Derek's doing.
Okay.
Or I could be eating the rest of this frozen pizza. It's one of the, and they're both of equal, they're both of equal importance. So.
So right now I am watching the Red Wings and the Canadiens, and I take back everything I said about Detroit because they're not beating the Canadiens. The Canadiens are kind of garbage. So
I can't wait for that first round collapse. That's going to be.
Apart from the Ducks
first round collapse, that's going to be my favorite.
I hate them a lot, and like I used to like them a lot, but just there's a few of their fans who I absolutely despise, and it's no one probably listening to this now. I'm sure everybody knows who the hell I'm talking about. Actually, it's really one person.
I have
but,
no idea.
You really don't know who I'm talking about? Okay.
No, I do.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so it's really one person, and I don't like him. But on top of that, they're just like they're like below 50%, and they're good, and that always pisses me off because like they're making a mockery of hockey, in my opinion.
So you're jealous. You're jealous, and that's why you are upset.
Wait, I'm jealous.
Jealous? Yes or no? Jealous?
I don't think I'm jealous. I mean, my favorite team just won the Stanley Cup. I don't really see what I'd be jealous about.
You're jealous of PK Subban, but that's okay. Everyone's jealous of PK Subban.
I like PK Subban. I wish he wasn't on this team. But other than him, the rest of them can pretty much, you know, fuck off. What do you think, Marissa? Take a gay Canadian?
Probably. I don't know. I don't feel like they fit. I don't like them enough to even rate them using our scale.
Okay. That's a good answer.
I went to Madison Square Garden, and I managed to catch the game where the, like, Rangers blew them out 5-0. I was irritated because I expected a good hockey game.
Wait, you were at that game?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I vaguely remember that game too, so that's kind of cool. I did not know you were in my city, Marissa.
Was that a playoff game or was that regular season?
Regular season. It was this year.
Oh, okay.
It was like November.
I vaguely remember the game she's talking about. And it was pretty funny. So. But
I think Brandon
Frost,
like. Brandon Press pushed over Henrik Lundqvist, and it just felt kind of pointless.
Yeah. Well, it was supposed to be revenge, I guess, for Kreider getting tripped and barreling into Carey Price. But, I don't know. Like, it's kind of stupid revenge, because it's never a good idea to try to get revenge for something that happened in a playoff series in a regular season game. But
I'm waiting
like
for someone to, like, do that to Jonathan Quick so he just loses it. I'm waiting for him to lose it.
You're waiting for him to lose it? He kind of loses it in every single game.
Yeah, but it's just, he holds back. One of these days, he's just going to stop holding back.
So is he going to, like, murder somebody? I don't know what you're saying.
Who knows?
Marc-Andre Fleury threw a pretty Jonathan Quick-like tantrum yesterday after Patrick Sharp scored on him.
Yeah, what, did he, like, break his stick over the post or something?
He was trying really hard, and he couldn't do it. It was adorable.
So Fleury, we can add that to a list of things Fleury can't do, along with, you know, winning the playoffs
stop
in the past
puck.
5 years. Yeah. Break stick over post. Quick, I was talking about this in Twitch today, but, like, Quick is really pissing me off lately, and, like, I was not actually watching the Kings Flames game, and I got, like, one of those alerts at the end of the second period, They just said, like, Kings 2, Flames 2, King Shots 30, Flame Shots 10. And I, like, almost broke my phone slamming it into the bed so hard because I was just so angry. I was just infuriated at the world. I was infuriated at Jonathan Quick. It was just, that was, like, the most quick thing ever that alert. But
I found that my blood pressure has gone down since I moved into the dorms because I have no access to television, and Game Center has blacked me out. So, a lot of inner peace going on over here.
Yeah, I mean, if you can't watch it, then, you know.
It didn't happen.
Is Dale Weiss seriously on the Montreal Canadiens first line?
I believe he is, actually.
Yeah, no, I'm watching this, and no, he is.
he's not good at it. Maybe they think if they play him enough, he'll turn into, like, a ghetto Milan Lucic or something. I shouldn't use that word. I'm sorry. A bad Milan Lucic.
Yeah. Well, I guess I have no right to talk because Melker Carlson is currently on the Sharks' first line and has been for, like, 3 weeks.
Yeah. I don't even – that's like Eric – is he related to Eric Carlson or no? He's not, right?
No, he's not.
Okay. Because if he was, it'd be pretty cool. Look at this. Detroit just got scored on by Montreal.
Yep.
See? We jinxed them. But we gave them the dual cast jinx, I guess. The JJ. The double J. Jeff Jarrett. no one's going to get that joke. Anyway. Thomas Mechanics just scored on the Detroit Red Wings. Because I know that's what you're all here for, is for your live Detroit Red Wings coverage.
Can we talk about how much of a clusterfuck the Pacific Division is going to be down the stretch? Because there's like 4 teams within 4 points right now.
That's true. There's 4 teams within 4 points. You have the Sharks, who are pretty bad. The Canucks, who are... What are the Canucks? Are they? They're not that good, right? They're course even worse than San Jose.
Yeah, it's like I think it's below 50, and they just lost Alex Lehr, who's like their best defenseman this season for perhaps the rest of the season. I'm not entirely sure, but I know he's out.
Wait, who did they lose?
Alex Lehr. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Chris.
Oh, that's
their entire top pairing out.
Well, that sucks for them then. And then you have the Flames, who are terrible. And you have the Kings, who are very good, but they have an awful goalie. So who knows?
They had a sub to lead it out.
What's up?
We had a subtweet.
What subtweet?
I'm not doing... Okay. Just Google it.
No, I know what a subtweet is. I'm saying, what subtweet did we get?
Oh my god. Basically, you just called out someone without mentioning their name. So it's a
No, I know. Okay. You said I subtweeted Quick. I gotcha.
It's just better when you don't understand what I say, like Connie does. You just, like, do a half a laugh and then move on.
Okay. I thought you were literally saying someone was subtweeting us right now.
I'm sure they are, though. I'm really positive someone is out there.
I'm on it. I'll search Twitter for terrible podcasts.
I'm like, you guys know Duck Fan Zone?
Oh,
I do.
Do I know Duck Fan Zone?
I found out that this guy I hang out with is Ducks Fan Zone, so you can imagine how bad.
Wait, he is?
Right,
like,
now.
He's the actual Ducks Fan Zone?
Yes.
Oh my god. This is monumental.
He was
you
like,
also know,
I
you
know,
also know Bucky Hermit? Or
I do not.
Does he know Bucky Hermit? Okay.
I just want to pretend I don't know about this alternate life he has.
All right, so apparently Ducks Fan Zone lives in Las Vegas. That's interesting, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Added an 8-hour road trip with him last weekend.
This is, oh my God. You didn't know this person was Ducks fans on all this time, but you knew them all this time.
I didn't know about that until we got in the car, and he told me within the first hour, and the 7 hours were shit after that.
Oh, I can imagine. This is like almost, this is very similar to what happened to me this weekend, where I ran into this guy I used to know forever, and not like close friends with him or anything, but then like towards the end of the weekend, I found out he was like a friggin' Gamergator. So it's like, okay, now I want to get away from you. Now I don't want you anywhere near me. But
somehow
that was,
it's worse than being a Ducks fan, so.
It probably is worse than being a Ducks fan. I don't know.
Yeah.
Probably about equal, honestly. But it's just weird how these people can have these internet personas that we don't know about. And then it turns out they're actually terrible people. It's probably like what people think of us when they find out we're... But yeah. Ducks Fan Zone and Gamergate. Together forever.
Did he talk about that? I don't know. I've just ignored him.
At Ducks Fan Zone. Why does Allers always love to refer to Gibson as Pittsburgh native John Gibson? He's an Anaheim player now. Okay, I'm going to exclusively refer to John Gibson as Pittsburgh native John Gibson from now on. Now that I know it pisses off Ducks fans. Wow, that was
a
great
real
thing. By Pittsburgh native. Yeah, it is. Yeah, I was just stalking him on Twitter.
Oh my God. So is it? This would be like Sharks fans getting really upset that they keep calling Matt Nieto.
Long Beach native Matt Nieto.
Yeah. I mean, they do say that a lot, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's such a bad podcast. Okay. What else is going on in the world of hockey that we can talk about?
Well, I mean, who do we think falls out of the race? I guess Calgary's the obvious. But, I mean, I think...
I don't know.
I mean, not only do I think they're going to make it, I think Minnesota probably will, too. So, I mean, it's two teams that have to drop out. So, I mean, one of the Sharks, Canucks, or Jets is probably gone in addition to Calgary.
Or Jets.
Or Jets, in addition to Calgary, I would think it's probably gone.
I could see the Jets dropping out, even though I don't know if their Corsi is still, let's say, it's still pretty good. I don't know if they're trending down or not is a thing. I haven't really looked up. Let me say,
I think their goaltending has kind of fallen apart over the past month.
Yes, I did know that. Their goaltending has been going downward. I mean,
but they're,
you know,
they're an excellent possession team. I mean, knowing that they weren't going to have Evander Kane for the rest of the year anyway, I mean, I don't think that trade really hurts them in any way. I mean, Drew Stafford obviously is an additional piece that they now have, and I think Tyler Myers in a different location is probably going to be more like the Tyler Myers of old and probably better than Zach. But that's kind of a toss-up. So, I mean, they're definitely a fundamentally solid team. So it's going to come down to whether Michael Hutchinson can be good enough to prevent Paul Maurice from playing Andre Pavlik.
Yeah. So, but Hutchinson, too, hasn't exactly been great lately, right?
Yeah, he hasn't. And, yeah, that's why they played recently.
Yeah. I mean, I could see Minnesota not getting in, honestly, but I guess it depends on what they do for the rest. Like, I don't think it's a guarantee they're going to get in.
Yeah.
Especially when, if Devin Dubnyk regresses and stuff, which is very possible.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's such a mess right now. Like, I don't even want to sit here and say the Kings are guaranteed to get in. They could have another slide. Who the hell knows? But their course is just so good that you think if they keep playing like that, they'll win enough to get in. But, you know, they still will have Jonathan Quick as starting goaltender, so, you know, I don't know. But I think probably, like, if you're going to put a gun to my head, I would say it's going to be Calgary and Vancouver that drops out.
Yeah, especially if Edwards Adler and Tanev are out long term. That's a pretty big blow because Hamuse has not been Hamuse this season.
Yeah, and they just I don't know. There's nothing about Vancouver that really has ever struck me as like this is definitely a really good team.
Yeah.
Have you seen that thing about how the Sabines are like? I think the percentage of goals they're getting points on is way down. So it's
yeah.
Like,
yep. Yeah, and their possession numbers aren't as impressive. Yeah.
Yeah. So like the Sabines look like they're falling off. And it's like they had a one goal game record very similar to Anaheim's, I know early
mm-hmm.
on.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to drop off a little bit too. And if that continues to drop off, obviously they'll have more problems. So yeah, I think Vancouver's going to drop out. I think that's the other one I would go with.
That sounds like a good bet. Yeah.
What do you think, Marissa? Who drops out of the West?
I don't know. I'm just very nervous about the fact that the Los Angeles Kings are selling a Trifaction collector's pin already.
They're selling a what collector's pin?
A Trifaction.
What the hell does that mean? Like three cups?
So like banking on another Stanley Cup?
Yeah.
Is that officially licensed team merchandise?
It's on teamlastore.com.
What the hell?
Close enough.
I gotta look this up now because this is disturbing.
I'm gonna tattoo this on my body, so they're gonna have to win.
let's see. Oh, I hate that fucking Stadium Series logo. So bad. Where is this? Oh, there it is. Oh, my God.
It's
holy
there.
Crap.
Add to cart.
$7.99.
Holy shit. I get what the point. Okay, they're saying the Trifaction is perfect city, perfect team, perfect time. But, like, really, it's very easy to read that as Trifaction three cups. So that is,
I think they're like
that
expecting to have double perfect.
Yeah, like that is terrible. Whoever came up with that should honestly like be very ashamed of themselves. And if the Kings don't win the cup this year, I'm gonna throw this out there. Entirely that person's fault. 100%.
15 of them.
What'd you say?
I'm going to buy, like, 15 of them.
I don't know, though. If you do, it could have the reverse effect.
Yeah, that's true.
Because it's you, okay? What is writing the eulogy have? So, I think you should buy 15 of them. I think I'd be totally fine with that. But for any Kings fans, I would recommend not purchasing any. Because I don't think it's helpful. But I
what if I get
Marissa
them all shipped to Andrew's house?
that might work. That might work. Do you have Andrew's address?
No, I don't. I don't think he'd ever trust me with that information.
I don't think he'd trust me with that information.
Oh. Okay. So the shots on goal in this Oilers Jets game. Nicole was just reacting to that in the background, if you could hear her. But they just put that on the screen. And the game is tied 3-3. The Jets are out shooting the Oilers 37-15.
So, is Pavlik in that? Or is it Hutchinson?
I don't know. Let's find this out right now because I need to know. No, it's Hutchinson.
Oh,
there
geez.
You go.
Yeah, he's been really bad.
He's
fucking auto play.
Meanwhile, Victor Fast, man. How about that? After being terrible for like every game of this year.
Yeah.
He's only allowed 3 goals with 37 shots or whatever the hell it was.
I like that the Oilers
yeah.
are now trying to trade for Malcolm Subban because going with completely untested prospect goalies for like the last has worked out so well. I mean, I don't know. I mean, Subban sounds pretty awesome. I guess he's having a great season, but why do you keep going back to that well?
I think they should just keep going with Kings backup goaltenders because, as we obviously all know, that's a very difficult job, Kings backup goalie.
Who was it that suggested that they trade Taylor Hall for Martin Jones? Was that
who? I don't know who that was. I don't know, but they should do that.
Yeah,
good play.
Someone.
Yeah, just go ahead and trade for Martin Jones. Why not? I mean, Ben Scrivens has been such a success there. But I feel so bad for him. Like, how could you not? Go from Kings back up to that position.
Because
he didn't get
a
new contract, right?
And famous?
He's rich compared to us. But I don't think he's not rich. I was about to say, I don't think he got an extension from them, did he?
I know. It's like people who are like, don't you feel bad for, I don't know, who's the guy who killed that other guy?
That's a pretty broad
that Keeping Up the Kardashians guy who just got in a car accident? Kris Jenner. People are like, do you feel sorry for Kris Jenner? And it's like, no.
Okay.
And I mean, he
has
Tyler DeFoley.
I feel less sorry for him now because it turns out the Oilers did re-sign him to a 2-year deal worth $2.3 million per season. So he's officially now just rich. I do not feel bad for him. But that's a good point, Marissa. I'm glad you were here there.
All my points
to put
are
us
good.
In place.
You don't have that's to qualify
point,
him.
Okay. I will stop qualifying your good points as good points. Anyway, I guess we can kind of sort of wrap this up. Unless the two of you have more important subjects we need to put out. We didn't even get a prediction from stadium for these games. We should do that. My prediction is Sharks 5, Kings 2. What's your prediction, Derek?
I'm going to say the Sharks go up 3-0 and then lose 4-3.
Okay. What's your prediction, Marissa?
I think it's going to be a tie at 2-2. There's going to be a shootout, and everyone will fall into the ocean.
All right.
Dustin Brown's going to go in for the knee on Hurdle, but right before he makes contact, there's going to be an earthquake that shatters Hurdle's knee, and it's going to be a source of debate for years to come over whether Dustin Brown or the earthquake ended Tomas Hurdle's career.
Yeah, that'll be a very difficult debate. I don't know what side that I'm going to be on yet. Have to think long and hard about it. Long and hard. All right, everybody. Thank you for joining us on the best / worst podcast of all time. With the persistent sound of static, I hope is only on my phone and not on the actual podcast. No podcast next week, but in 2 weeks, there's a very good chance we will have a very special Yulecast for you live from Los Angeles, which I know makes such a big difference where a podcast is recorded from. But that'll be a very special Dissident Yulecast. So tune in for that one. Until then, thank you to first-time guest Marissa and like third or fourth time guest Derek. Thank you to you, the listener. I almost said viewer. I don't know, maybe you're watching it with like one of those screensaver things, in which case you're a viewer. Goodbye, everybody. You guys aren't going to say bye? Oh, Derek just dropped the call. Derek's like, I want to be done with this. All right. Bye, Marissa.
Bye,
Marissa.